And it's Monday, so that means it's time for our weekly look at legislative politics with Iowa Public Radio Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell. She's in the studio with me this morning. Good to have you here, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So here we are, almost to May. Lawmakers should be wrapping up the session soon, but they are expected to take a little longer. And Joyce, as we've discussed in the past, there are some sort of economic pressures, I guess, on legislators to wrap things up fairly close to adjournment, right?
Their per diem payments end on the last day of this year's 110-day session, and that's this Friday. The biggest economic pressure comes from the fact that this is a part-time legislature and they have real jobs. Many of them hold down jobs and they carve out January through April to be at the Statehouse, and they need to get back to those jobs. And with the narrow majorities that the two parties hold, in some cases they can't afford to be without any of their members for party line votes, so that acts as a stimulus for wrapping things up.
And speaking of pay, a small group of House Republicans have proposed cutting the pay of Iowa Supreme Court justices, just the ones who ruled to strike down a ban on same-sex marriage. That proposal would single out those four justices who were part of that decision 4 years ago. Of course, the other three, as you know, have been voted off the court. They'd cut their pay to $25,000. Now, a couple of these lawmakers told the Cedar Rapids Gazette that this move is not punitive. So, Joyce, what is the goal here?
Well, they say they're trying to stop what they call a wave of judicial activism. But, you know, this may be just another example where opponents of same-sex marriage may be getting some questionable advice from evangelical leaders. Religious right leader Bob Vanderplas, when he ran for governor, he campaigned and said that he would overturn the court ruling by executive order if he was elected, which is just wrong. And these lawmakers may be getting similar bad advice about cutting the pay of justices, which would likely not be constitutional. Or they may just be wanting to make a statement about their opposition to same-sex marriage. There haven't been many avenues for that this year.
And as we discussed last week, lawmakers were thought to be closer to some compromise on education reform recently. Where are we at now?
Well, as you know, this is Governor Branstad's top priority for this session, so that's why it's getting so much attention. And as we've discussed, the centerpiece of it is a plan to pay teachers more based on additional out-of-classroom duties, including mentoring. But both the House and Senate have added other things to their bills, and those are proving hard to reconcile. I talked with Chief House Negotiator Representative Ron Jorgensen, and he characterized the talks as in a holding pattern. That's the expression he used. But look, this is how Republicans view this. They say they've agreed to a $400 million increase in money for schools when you add basic state aid, the new dollars for the new teacher pay plan. They've said all along that if they're going to put that kind of money into schools, they want it paying for something different than what schools are doing now. And Jorgensen specifically mentions using student test scores to evaluate teachers as one thing that's important to Republicans if they're going to spend new money like that for schools. So that's a good hint that that's one of the issues that's holding things up.
And this week, Joyce, our colleague Clay Masters begins a series of profiles on Iowans who receive Medicaid. As we'll hear, they have a lot of different thoughts about a proposed Medicaid expansion, which lawmakers have been debating this session. So update us on where those issues stand, if you would.
Well, the Senate has passed a bill to bring 150,000 new Iowans into Medicaid. The House this week will likely pass its version of the governor's alternative, which brings a smaller number of Iowans into a more limited government health plan. And then it will almost certainly end up in the same kind of 10-member committee that's trying to hash out a compromise on education reform. And it goes without saying, this one won't be easy either.
Surely not. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.